Let's turn in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. And yesterday morning, the Lord gave us the scriptures to help prepare our hearts for what the Spirit has for us. About a month ago, the Lord just, His heart is full for us, and He deposited what He wants to share in several different formats. One is a book He gave that you're going to get here in a few minutes, not right now, but just a few minutes. Also a slideshow, but all these things were simply gifts from the heart of the Lord to help the Holy Spirit breathe into us what's in God's heart for us at this time. So I am sitting at the foot of the cross with you, wanting to hear and receive what's in God's heart for us, because I know God's heart is really full, really full. Sometimes we can get caught up in trying to hear and understand everything that's being said, or every word on the screen, or every page of the book. But God's heart is going to burn in you. God's Spirit is going to land on maybe one word or three pages or a scripture or something that's going to just fill your heart with the Lord. And that's all you need to worry about. We are coming here to minister to the crucified body of Jesus, not to learn about Him. I am not here to teach about Him or to say that I know anything that I'm about to share, because I don't. I just took the notes down, but now I am wanting to hear it from the Lord. I don't know. I need Jesus. We are here for Him. So before we start with the slideshow and the book and all these things, let's not get caught up in that. Let's get caught up in the heart of God and with what the Spirit wants to breathe in me. Breathe in me. And I thought of the Shunammite, which was the theme, slacken not your pace. And when she got on her donkey and rode with that dead son, that Jesus that wasn't living under the Father in her, she did not stop until that man of God, which I believe was the crucified Christ, laid on top of that dead son and breathed in him. Not just warmed him up, but breathed the crucified nature, the crucified mind, the essence of God's crucified son into that woman, into that son, in that woman, until Christ was truly revived in his nature, in his breath. And teaching can't do that. Preaching can't do, can give us seeds, but only God can breathe into us the spirit of his crucified son. And when we come here with hearts like the Shunammite, which we have, then the Spirit of God is saying, I'm going to breathe in you. I'm going to honor your faith and the passion and pursuit of your heart to come to me in this way. So it's with this tenor of heart I come to you, and it's with that tenor of heart I invite you to come to Jesus during these days. Amen. So yesterday morning, the Lord gave me this New Testament scripture, these scriptures from Hebrews 13, to help us begin to open our hearts to what the Lord's going to be sharing with us in the Old Testament. Okay? So I'm just going to start. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 3. It says, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them who suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Okay, so the words to look at are remember them in bonds, suffering adversity in the body. Okay, and then we're going to skip down to verse 10. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10. We have an altar of which they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle. Verse 11, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, the bodies are burned outside the camp. Notice the word bodies. Notice the word are burned. Notice the words outside the camp. Next is verse 13. Let us go forth. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Okay. Once again, I'm not going to go into a teaching. These are just seeds for what's to come. We're going to look quickly and briefly back at those verses. Verse 13:3, remember them that are in bonds who suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. So the theme of this is lovers of the desolate Jerusalem. And a quick history of the Old Testament Israelite, the people of God in the Old Testament, was that they had the presence of God in their midst for a long time. We know King David built the temple, brought the presence of the Lord into the Holy of Holies. They worshiped, they had feasts. God was with them and in their midst, and what they had was living. And then for days without number, they grew cold in their love, the people of God in the Old Testament, the Hebrews. And they forgot about the Lord. And everything became religion, and everything became law, and everything became duties. And the Lord began to abhor their feasts and their sacrifices, and he was forgotten. Days without number, mornings and mornings and mornings without number, he cried unto them, and they heard him not. Okay, so they left him in their hearts. And so what happened was a time of chastisement came upon God's people for the way that they treated God's Son. Amen. And God's Son, being who he is, took their chastisement for them. He bore our sins and our iniquities, our chastisements. You know, Isaiah 53 says this. Not just our sins, but our iniquities, our chastisement, our punishment came upon him. And so Jesus took upon himself the chastisement that his people should have bore for the way they treated him. And they were sent to Babylon, a very comfortable, flourishing culture where they could just enjoy life, make money, fit right in, be in the government. You know, it's a very affluent, comfortable culture that they were absorbed into for 70 years was this time period. But back home in Jerusalem, the temple was burned, demolished, ground to powder. It lay forgotten, overgrown, overtaken by enemies and the heathen around it. The Jerusalem that lay desolate and fallow those 70 years during the time that they were sent to Babylon, Judah was sent to Babylon, was a picture of Christ crucified. That was Christ crucified. That was burnt stones, that forgotten city, that desolation and reproach that it laid in 70 years, forgotten and burnt and in desolation, is a type and shadow of Christ crucified. Okay? So after 70 years, that time of chastisement was fulfilled. But the people in Babylon are living high on the hog and loving life. Very few remember the one in bonds, suffering adversity outside the camp. the body of him who was crucified for their transgressions. Very, very few thought upon him. Even less returned to love him, to remember him. Okay, so I hope I'm making sense. I'm not trying to be too... Okay. So here, this is the cool thing. When the Holy Spirit shared this with me yesterday morning, he said, remember them. He said, this is memorial ministry. No. Mary of Bethany remembered him before he went to the cross. But those Jews in Babylon who thought about the body of the crucified Christ that lay fallow and forgotten, they remembered him after his death. Remember those who suffer adversity in the body. Verse 10, we have an altar of which they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle. Those Jews in Babylon did not have a temple. They did not worship and they didn't have feasts there. But some knew there was an altar that they could go to where they could eat. And you see, that crucified Jerusalem, that slaughtered Christ. For the bodies of the beasts whose blood is brought into the temple and does all that forgiveness and atones for all that sin. You see, the blood is right there for everyone to be forgiven, everyone to be okay in Babylon, you see. But where's the body that poured out all that blood? Remember those Marys around the cross? Where'd the body go? Who's going to ask that kind of question? You're going to say, thank you, Son of God, for bearing my chastisement, for forgetting you days without number. Your blood has atoned. 70 years are fulfilled. We're doing okay. Who's going to think about the body that's laying there in burnt stones, forgotten, days without number? Those who have a heart for the crucified. They remember the body. The end of verse 11 said, the bodies are burned outside the camp. Verse 11. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest, the body is burned outside the camp. The body of the crucified Christ outside the camp of where everyone was lays desolate. Okay? Verse 13, and here it is, slacken not your pace. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him outside the camp. For we don't have a continuing city here. In Babylon, we don't have a continuing city here in just being forgiven. He is our continuing city. His body, him, not just his forgiveness. Or let us go forth, therefore, unto him, lovers of the desolate Jerusalem, lovers of the crucified Christ. They are not just returning to rebuild. They are returning to him, to the body of him who lay burnt in bonds and crucified for their transgressions. Because they forgot him, days without number, they were sent away. But it is only those who now remember him, who feel him, who hear him in his silence. That's a big sentence from the Lord. It's for those who remember him, but also hear him in his silence. Who long for him. It's for those who want to be with him in his death and weakness and removal and brokenness and poured out love. They want to rebuild that relationship with the crucified. They want to rebuild that relationship with Christ crucified. Every burnt stone, every ash heap, all of the glory is now the glory of a slaughtered lamb. How far will we travel for him? To return to him. Will we slacken our pace? or were nothing in heaven and earth keep us from remembering him? Where do you live? Which land are you in? Are you in Babylon? Are you part of the three different groups that came back? Are you walking the ruins with Nehemiah? Are you laying on the burnt stones with the Shunammite? Are you Daniel praying out the window? Is your heart bound up there or swallowed up of Babylon? How far away are you on your journey? How determined are you to get there? You could say that first comprehension in the Word of God of Jesus dying is for the sins of the world. But in the Bible, they give us the second view of his death for his own people, a death for the people who are already saved but have forgotten him. In this death, it's not the Father who raises him up. It's his bride. We may be waiting for the Father to do something with that burnt Jerusalem, but it's only the bride who can raise up that temple in her heart. These are the things of the Lord's heart for our gathering.